My first experience with Vidura and Manjari was sometime between 1993 and 1994. At that time, Krishna Prema had a smaller house in Cerritos. And my first program that I attended, the guest speaker was His Holiness Jayadvaita Swami. And I remember seeing Vidura for the first time. He had this pose, this very regal, very strong pose, like, don't mess. Because you're messing with the wrong Gujarati Vaishnava. He didn't have to say anything. He had that look. But little did I know, after that, when Pavaka turned over the Namahat program to me in January, February of 94, then Mehta family, along with others, became my core group, who supported me, encouraged me, enthused me, and we would do programs every weekend, and they would go 3-4 hours chanting. And little by little, I became more and more friendly with the Mehta family. We became closer, and they started to treat me as one of the family. And at one point, I said something. I'm pretty sure I said it. I said, I want to be initiated in the Mehta family. So I asked, and it took some time because I had to remind them. Then finally I got my name. And Vidura said, your name is Nimai Pandit Mehta. Then as time went on, Vidura, I think when they moved to New Dwarka, I think that's when. And I'll tell it again. I had my office there in New Dwarka, so that was 95, 96. What year did they? No, it had to be after that.
Yeah,
95, 96. I remember I had my office, and Vidura and Manjari came to me, and I remember exactly. I had these brown couches, and they both said to me, we want to live at the temple. I said, by this time, Mehta family had this beautiful house. And I remember when you got this house, you gutted it. Because I was here when you first bought it. And I was looking, and then when you transformed it, that's why I call it the palace, because you transformed it. The big difference between then and what it turned out to be. So I was like, you want to live at the temple? You have such a nice... I said, no. And I was wondering, no. We want to live in the temple. I said, okay. So somehow or other, they arranged with Naikatma's brother Swabas, the temple president, and they got their apartment right across the street from Rukmini Dwarkadish. And one thing about Vidura and Manjari, never they were separated. They always were together. And Vidura was a very strict, very, very regulated, powerful individual. Like I said, you don't mess with Vidura. Because, like I used to hear from Saul, he will tell you on your face. Am I right? Yes. No hanky-panky with the political correctness that didn't exist in his vocabulary. But he would speak the truth. We were talking last night at a program about devotees, they speak the truth. That was Vidura. He told you what he thought. He told you what was right and what was wrong. Manjari was always there supporting him, and her humility, and like Prabhupada writes in his book, the service attitude. Manjari was service personified. She served her husband throughout her whole life. And one thing about Manjari, you never saw a frown. You never heard a, oh my God. She, whatever Vidura wanted, whatever was required, she would do it. And she was always happy about it. And as many of you have said, she loved to feed the Vaishnavas. Loved it. And one time at their apartment in New Dwarka, this was an amazing day. I think you were there. Radhanath Swami was there. I was there. And anyone who knows Vidura, nobody eats at that house half empty. You eat twice what you are supposed to eat. Because they would have this thing, Prabhu, eat one more thing for me. Then Manjari would come. No, no, you have to eat this for me. So they fed Maharaj here, Radhanath Swami and me, so much that after the meal, I don't know if it was you or Radhanath said, I'm very, very tired. So Vidura said, you can all take rest in this, was it his room? So this is one of the greatest days of my life. Giriraj Maharaj, Radhanath and me, on the floor, taking rest in Vidura's room. Like, you know, like old school ISKCON, like this, you know, one guy like this, one guy, you know. Because it was a very small room, and there was already a bed, but we all slept on the floor. That was great. I still remember, I was thinking, wow, I'd be able to tell this story later on to my grandchildren. I took rest with Giriraj Maharaj and Radhanath Swami. That was a great day. And nobody snored except me. I was the only snorer. I'm surprised I didn't get one of those kicks. Hey, Prabhu, that's what they used to do in ISKCON. I remember one time in Brooklyn Temple, I slept with Gopijana Ballabha, the temple president, in his room. It was when Dhanadhar Swami had just got undeprogrammed. He had just escaped the deprogrammers. And he got back to the temple, so he was telling us his story. And so we all took rest, and I remember Gopijana Ballabha kept kicking me. Nantra, you're snoring. So Vidura, at some point, most likely when they moved, he decided that he wanted to become the official pujari for our Namahat group. So my assistant at that time was Swayam Bhuva, and so he would take Vidura and Manjari to every program. And Vidura, another thing about Vidura, he took his service so seriously. It was as if he was actually serving God himself. He was very, very serious about his service. And so it was, everything was a, you know, a production. It had to be done, the art, and he would do the arti, and he loved to do this. He would do the arti for every Namahat program, wherever we went, every work, every week. He was the official pujari. And there was Manjari, always quiet. Never heard a complaint. She served him. And I remember one time, she told me a little bit about their early life and how, and I was like, I was actually shocked about the early days of their marriage. And I was like, what? They had to tolerate so much in their early days together as marriage. In fact, at one point, I think she was starving, something like that. Can you believe it? Not because of Vidura, but because of the circumstance. And the story was heart-wrenching. But he didn't have any grudge. When I think of Vidura, I think of like the great Vedic personalities in the past, Dasarath, and you know, strong personalities, no nonsense, no Maya. And when I think of Manjari, I think of Gandhari. I think of the chaste Vedic wife who follows the husband at every step and serves and serves and is happy to do so. So it's a great loss that they have gone on to their service in the spiritual world. And I remember back in even 96, they would say, Prabhu, they would both say, bless us that we can leave this world together. And they wanted to leave back then. And they would get some like mad at me, Prabhu, your blessing is not working. We're still alive. And so I have to think really fast. No, I would say, no, Rukmini Jwakadish wants your service. No, we want to leave now as soon as possible. So I have to bless them, Yesi. But it was going year after year after year after, and I was thinking, well, I guess better find somebody else to bless you because I don't have the potency. But Vidura left first, then Manjari. Now I remember Krishna Prem told me how it happened. They were cooking breakfast together for the deities. You went to take a shower or something, and when you came back, there was Manjari on the floor. And Krishna Prem told me for a few moments, he didn't know what to do. But after some time, you called 911, and it was a good thing you said that, because if you had waited any longer, she would have been gone. It was on a Sunday, right?
26 January at 9 o'clock.
Yes. They told you when they came, if you had waited any more, she would have been gone. And then, again, she was in the hospital, but what did she want? Temple. I want to leave my body in the temple. Krishna made that arrangement for her. And Shyamapriya would come, what, every night and sing bhajans. And I remember one time I was there, I could see she was like so tired because she had been chanting on Sankirtan and then no matter what in the evening, and she would, like she could barely stay awake. But she did that service for Manjari. And Jagadambika was there also regularly. Bhrigupada, so many devotees were there. Yes.
So much devotees. They were, you know, great support.
And then Maharaj came. How long before she actually passed, Maharaj was there?
I think within a few days.
No. He came that day, didn't he?
That day.
Wasn't he there that...
Before. Right.
The night before.
Maharaj came. She had darshan of Maharaj. And then in the morning at 4:40, she...
4:40. Glorious.
Same time as
Tamal
Krishna Maharaj on the same kiti.
Jai.
Same day.
So now Maharaj will speak something. Vidura and Manjari ki.
Jai.